it's time for the celebrity snitch. Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything is kosher.
Tom, Lord have mercy, Joyner.
Lord have mercy, Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil, make you want to holler, Wilkes.
Good morning, Hug.
And Jay, I got a white woman way across town, Brown.
What up, Hug? What up?
I'm black again. Did y'all know today is National Lucky Penny Day?
Yes.
Which comes a day late for Golden State. The Warriors got their asses checked like they were the Golden Prostrate Civil War. Okay, see, KO those MFs 133 to 105. Congratulations, Tom.
Thank you.
The Warriors didn't come out to play. Yay, last night it was too much thunder outside and inside. OKC's up 2-1, and nothing worse than seeing a light-skinned mofo pout. Ooh, ain't it sad? Oh, I felt sad for Team DeBarge last night, y'all. But wait, guess who decided to show up like a Tuesday, y'all? The Toronto Raptors. Okay. Who knew? Tom, they won game 3 against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Hashtag James Ingram. Just once, the Raptors did their best. They did their best against Bron Bron in a respect. Hey, did y'all hear the sad news at the Preakness?
Yeah.
Two horses died.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not horsing around, Tom. It really happened. Cousin Otto called me trying to fill me in. So he said two horses died. One got shot and the other one collapsed. He said something about one not wearing a bulletproof vest. That's Cousin Otto now.
Oh, God.
Said it's bad down in Beaver. Sybil, he said the horse named Ex-Agitator beat a horse named NyQuil. This Negro's the never sensible, asinine, crazy in his head, never let you rest cussing. Did you hear the story about the two lions that were killed over at a zoo in Chile? Oh, it's a bad weekend for animals. The two lions were minding their lion business when this guy takes off his clothes, I ain't lying, and entered their enclosure. That's what they call their home, so the enclosure. The lions were in an uproar. They were like, no, this Mufasa ain't in our den naked. That's disrespectful. So you come in somebody's house and you naked? Well, the naked dude was teasing the lion. Nah, 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 nah. Who gonna stop me, huh? That was all she wrote. They jumped on him quicker than Romo threw an interception. Petty, I know. They sprayed the lions with a hose at first, but the lions were still eating human sushi. Then they used a tranquilizer dart. And get this, the tranquilizer dart missed Jay and hit the dude in his neck. I ain't lying, Sybil, Google it. They had to use real bullets to put the lions down. Oh, because this crazy, I'm putting them on my list.
Oh, and Sib, coincidentally, Wilbur from Mr. Ed died this weekend.
Wilbur.